Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Good evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth. That's your number one resource for breaking news. As always, I am Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos. Oh, it is good to be back, Ron.
It is great to be rested, above all else. Above everything, and you know my bed?
I do. It's in a room all by itself.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
I slept in it for 3 days straight. I spent half the week comatose, everyone. I've never felt better than I do right now.
You feel real good, Ron, huh?
I do feel real good right now. To the point that, well, frankly, if it's all right with you, Herc, I would like to address a little bit of a something that happened last week.
I think we probably should address it. That was crazy.
Yes, I found myself as part of a headline, which is not where you want to be when you're behind the news desk.
Naturally.
After some comments I made to some contentious fans after leaving the studio last week. You'll remember that I wasn't exactly in a great shape after a week in an earth swamp that had no celestial beings in it, after being cruelly deceived into pursuing my heart's desire. That said, some words of mine were twist.
Nice. Good job.
The teleprompter skipped.
It's you just read every single thing that's on the teleprompter.
I'm faithful.
It's going around again.
Twisted. I'm going to get that. It's hit. Dead.
Audience, don't get it twisted, Ron. It's just bad at talking.
That said, some words of mine were twisted in a clip that went viral that, well, frankly, I will share with you all right now.
All right.
You're all ignorant little rats who wouldn't know the first thing about excelling behind the news desk. You're too stupid to even comprehend the levels to which I can excel.
Now, this quote was taken entirely out of context. If you'd caught the moment prior, you'd have heard me say, I think you're all ignorant little rats who wouldn't know the first thing about excelling behind the news desk. You see how it changes it all.
You see, it's changing the exchange of power. It's not about what you know, it's about what you think. It's about feelings instead of hard facts. Feelings are like fairy dust. They're going to go, and they're going to fly out the window. A hard, cold fact. Now that can be taken to the bank.
That's damaging, too. And that's not who I am. I feel like you can hear it in my voice that I'm clearly wanting to give them autonomy in the moment to feel the way they feel.
Absolutely.
Hence the I think. I would never use such harsh language.
No, that's rough. I think Ron is a stupid dummy would be an okay thing to say.
Exactly, because it's something he thinks.
I'm just thinking it.
If he said, I know.
Well, then it's, and then it changes, then it's different.
It changes all, what's that? Oh, this just in. Ron Spackman has completely redeemed himself in the public eye. Excellent news.
Where are you seeing that?
It's going to be on the teleprompter in about 30 minutes, but
really?
I'm getting ahead of it. You see, as a Gomodian, I have a certain gift. Not only can we see glimpses into the future, we
what? Wait, hold on. You can see into the future?
You didn't know
Ron?
This? Are you this uneducated?
I guess so. I didn't know.
It's not like I know exactly what you're going to say. It's that I get little images, little bits. So I know for a fact in 30 minutes, because of this Gomodian knowledge and disposition I possess, that you will be rising from that chair. I can see it.
I'm going to be rising from this chair in, you said 30 minutes?
About 30 minutes.
Well, yeah, that's about when the episode's going to end, baby girl.
See, it all makes sense. It's all coming together.
My dear listeners, I think Ron is genuinely psychic or of a fortune-telling persuasion.
It's just something Gomodians have.
Every single one.
Every single Golmodian you've ever met probably knew something about what was going to happen in 30 minutes' time.
Is that something that goes in the tube with all the baby carrots and everything, or is that just, like, innate?
It's in the liquid that goes in the tube. So okay. It's just guaranteed. That one's a freebie.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
That free fortune-telling foreknowledge for every Golmodian that ever was. That's incredible. That's why you're all such great tentacle ball players,
I guess. What does it. It doesn't hurt. And again, the images are hazy. But for instance, if I were to look in a mirror, I could probably see in 30 minutes' time what I would be eating as a post-Zarloff snack.
Hmm. Well, that's really good to know. Now, let's turn to something slightly different. You may remember that a couple episodes again, we had plugged that we will actually be responding to any emails that are sent to livefromzarloff@gmail.com, which is just such a wonderful thing that our producer set up for us. We love to hear from you, especially Earthlings.
Yes.
You have so many questions, so many things to figure out. So I'm going to go ahead and actually read a couple of the emails that we've gotten here. I have not looked at these prior. We are just opening up this inbox that the producer has given to me, and we're going to take a look at the kind of things that you people have sent us.
Can't wait to hear from the Earthlings. I've been thinking about this all week, honestly.
All right. Our first one is from an Earthling. Let's see. It says, "Hello, Mr. Dercules and Mr. Spackman. My name is Ebenezer. I have loved your news channel for a long time before you two came on as anchormen. I have only one question. Are either of you single? Yours truly, E.B.
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 You can tell by the use of language, first and foremost, this is a philosopher. This,
a deep thinker.
This reeks of a deep thinker.
A pastor, maybe.
A pastor, you say?
I think so. E.B. Ebenezer Brooge.
If I can dig a little deeper, what gives a pastoral tone?
I think it's really the way he's like, "Hello, Mr. Dercules and Mr. Spackman."
When he addresses us by our names.
Yep. Doesn't that just scream, "I'm a pastor"?
It screams a lot of things, including something a pastor might do.
It's exactly what a pastor might do.
Hello,
Mr. Dercules. Hello, Mr. Spackman.
Either way, first and foremost, Ebenezer, it is a delight to hear from any Earthling. I presume Earthling. He doesn't clarify.
This seems to be an Earth email address.
An Earth email. They like their Gmail.
They're pretty primitive in that way.
They'll come around to Yahoo soon enough.
Yeah, one day.
That said, Ebenezer, while I am most intrigued by the offer, as I'm usually attracted to a great mind, first and foremost, I'm in a bit of a situationship, as it were.
Oh, really?
It's, you know, I don't want to mix business and pleasure too much. Let's just say we're still ironing out some details. It's just complicated. I've got a bit of an ex in the government.
That sounds difficult.
You know, you don't want to. You're navigating. I've said too much.
It's all right. You don't owe us an explanation. Me, personally, Ebenezer, I am actually currently going out with a plate of wiener sausages.
Hold on.
Yeah.
As in you are taking a food. This is the food, yes. This isn't some species I haven't heard of.
They're the older women.
Hold on.
Yep. Ask your questions.
I'm going to be saying hold on a lot today.
Yep.
I get All right. So, the plate of wiener sausages.
Uh-huh.
They are elderly female wiener sausages?
I mean, not elderly, but they're like 2 or 3 years older than me.
All right. Cougar alert, first and foremost.
It's not worrisome. I feel like that's an okay age gap. It's
I'd say you get to 5 and then it's weird.
Yeah, they're like 13. I'm 10. Lest we forget. It's okay.
So, if I understand this completely correctly, you are taking a plate of 13-year-old wiener sausages to different restaurants.
Yeah, we have a good time. We have a lot in common. I'm eventually going to be a really tasty, delicious food, and they currently are. So I'm learning a lot about my future, really. I can see my future in that plate of sausages.
If I may, is there a jealousy complex as you're clearly taking them somewhere where you can eat food and they're watching other foods be brought to you? Is there a component of jealousy that sparks in this relationship?
No, they're Mormons. They're good. No jealousy involved. They are down with it.
I see. So you took a plate of sister wives.
Yep.
To understand this rabbit hole, just going one step further, You're taking a plate of 13-year-old Mormon wiener sausages to different restaurants. They're all right with you eating, I suppose, other proteins in front of them.
Yeah, they kind of like it, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And if I may ask, and this may be personal, how many wiener sausages are we saying on this plate?
There's about 20. It's a big plate.
That is ambitious.
Hey, Herc gets it done.
I see.
That's all there is to it.
Well, I don't know if that's your answer there or not, Ebenezer. It sounds like...
Yeah, I hope that answers the question. Yeah.
You're just going to have to wait a little while, Ebenezer.
Yeah.
Stay single for me. I will not stay single for you.
And you know what? Things change like the wind, so who knows what I'll be doing tomorrow. But right now, I'm pretty locked in. I'm pretty happy.
Plates get spilled. All kinds of things happen.
Things happen.
I have a pet. Pet ate food off my plate.
Pet ate food off your plate?
Are you just mocking my
delivery?
No,
I was just making sure that we were all clear about what you were saying there.
Yes, I said it so concisely and clearly.
Yep.
Now here is some true media literacy for everyone. What would you call what just happened? I'd call it mockery.
I think it was bringing the news to the people.
You see?
Wow.
You see how degrading that is?
Wow, you sounded just like me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're very easy to do an impression of.
Yeah, that's great. I think everyone should do an impression of me.
Email us your best impression of Herc Dercules.
We'll play it on the show.
We will play it on the show. And we will prove how generic this individual truly is.
Yeah, it's not generic, it's just fun. Anyway, we do have a second email to get to, and, well, let's get to it.
It is also a news show, so at some point, we should probably talk about the news.
One day we'll get to the news.
You can wait.
Yes, we'll cover this one ever so briefly. This is from something called Fox News Network LLC. It's claiming that Fox News Network is a limited liability company. I don't know about that. Let's see.
Tax purposes.
Let's see. Stardate 2459021.5. Yep, that's correct. To the Zarloffian Empire Media Bureau. Okay. Okay.
That's
from the legal department, it says, unauthorized use of Fox News trademark, fair and balanced. To whom it may concern, we write to you on behalf of Fox News Network, LLC. Still not sure. That's a limited liability company. Regarding the unauthorized and improper use of our federally registered trademarked phrase, fair and balanced, by your news program, Live from Zarloff. It has come to our attention that Live from Zarloff has repeatedly used the phrase fair and balanced in its broadcasts, promotional materials, and digital platforms. Fox News has held exclusive rights to the trademark fair and balanced under U.S. trademark registration number blah 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 since September 11th, 2001. And its use in any journalistic or news-related context without our express authorization constitutes trademark infringement under U.S. intellectual property blah blah blah. It goes on for quite a while.
Interesting day to make a trademark. Busy day for everyone.
Yeah, that was a choice y'all made, becoming fair and balanced on that day. I don't know anything about that. Basically, Fox News Network LLC is asking us to cease and desist from saying fair and balanced. And let me just say, shut the hell up. Like, what are you talking about?
I'll make this so hilariously clear. And I don't want to be a hammer dropper. But let's make this perfectly clear to what was it? Fox News?
Fox News Network Limited Liability Company.
Excellent. I see. Okay. Here's the deal. So you're complaining over a U.S. registered trademark?
Yeah. Guess
US,
what?
What planet is the U.S. on? The United States? That is on Earth? And what is Earth? A small colony of?
The Zarloffian Empire?
The Zarloffian Empire?
It's like our show's called Live from Zarloff.
Oh my goodness, so...
Oh no.
Here's a hot take. You're balanced and fair now. I don't care what happened in 2001 with you making a little trademark or something of the like. We simply don't care. You can change it now.
Because you know who Earth is run by now.
Zarloff, Zarloff, it's Live from Zarloff.
And we're so happy you're here
it's
with
so
us.
It's so good to have you here.
Fox News,
Fox
we're happy
News,
you're
what
here.
Is going on?
We fair love balanced. Your new slogan, which is now balanced and fair.
That's right, Live from Zarloff is the only fair and balanced news network in the entire cosmos, so you're just going to have to deal with that.
That's right. And be grateful that we let you continue to broadcast.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, baby
now that,
girl.
Now that is fair and balanced.
Speaking of fair and balanced, breaking news! This just in, the two-headed influencer known as Fragile Ghost Child went live on the HoloNet site's Facebook yesterday evening. After years of fame, the duo revealed an unsettling secret about themselves and their rise to galactic stardom, leaving fans appalled. Here's a clip we obtained from that live stream. Roll that clip.
Hey.
Hello, Space Book.
What's up, my spooky ghost?
All right, that's enough. So we've made this video today because,
We got news.
Yeah, we know that you all have known us for our lifestyle videos because we are a fragile, two-headed, undead child.
But, you know, ever since those nasty leaks last week of text messages between my sister and I...
Yeah, and the photos from us coming out of a changing room, we figured we have something we need to confess.
Yeah, so we're not really, like, two-headed per se.
No, more so, we just are two people in a
really big shirt.
And even beyond that, we're not even related.
No, yeah, not even. She's kind of, in a sense, we've been...
Exploring each other's bodies. Yes, yeah. We are indeed lovers and have been this whole time.
Yeah, we just thought we could make it rich on the space influence market, and indeed we have.
Indeed we have, so thank you all
thank,
for that.
Thank you, my spiritual younglings.
Yes, all right, that's enough. But we just want to say that while we are sorry, we do encourage you to continue sending us money.
Yes, we do need to keep making money.
Yes.
Watch us on our next space venture as we dabble in charcuterie cooking classes.
Yes.
And also porn.
That is all from Fragile Ghost Child. What do you think about that, Ron? Isn't that just the craziest thing you've ever heard?
First and foremost, I feel lied to. But secondly, I feel like it's a perfect learning opportunity for those on Facebook that you can't trust most of what you see there anymore.
That's fair. There's a lot of arguing on Facebook.
Well, there's so much arguing. It feels like it's just arguing. And if it's not arguing, it's some influencer lying to you or a fake of the influencer lying to you. I sent 70,000 credits to someone I fully thought to be real.
Really?
Two days ago.
Who did you think was real? Who was that?
Well, it doesn't. If you must know.
Yeah, we want to know.
It was Bonzo the All-Knowing.
Bonzo the All-Knowing.
They did a perfect deep fake recreation of Bonzo the All-Knowing.
That's so easy to do these days. You thought Bonzo the All-Knowing was on Facebook?
It was incredibly realistic, and they said, hey, he's in the hospital. He's
Bonzo?
Not doing so well. It was a direct message. I was like, this is important. Bonzo the All-Knowing. That's a good in. Of course I want to look out for it. He knows everything, except how to maintain a proper checkbook. It doesn't matter. Point is, I lost a lot of credits because of Facebook and the lies and deception. And I know elders of my own community have had this happen a lot. And these two, well, frankly, I say we make them the poster children for this kind of deception.
Facebook's actually been okay for me. I made a good friend. He's called the Prince of Nigeria. I send him credits from time to time. We're actually good friends. So good things can happen. He lives in a basement, and he's just trying to get home. So I send him credits.
Well, that's entirely different. Like, clearly, if it's someone in need, that's what's most important.
But Fragile Ghost Child, oh my God.
Completely different situation. Not only are they doing so well for themselves, and now we're reaping... not just benefits of fame, but friends with benefits of fame.
That's right. They said they were exploring each other. How do you share? I mean, I assume they've just been like sharing a shirt. That's what makes them look two-headed. I think they alluded to that they are not even one entity, being a fragile ghost child. They're just two people. How could you do something like that? Be a part of something like that day in and day out, and then not, dare I say, fall in love?
Well, I don't know if I'd excuse it in that way.
I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying, what if you fell in love, like, with a plate of wiener sausages?
But did the Mormon plate of wiener sausages lie to you?
No, they'd never do that. Of course, it's completely different. You're right.
100% different. Not only that, they are invoking their species that have four arms and two heads.
Yeah, that's pretty.
This is not uncommon.
No, not at all.
Outer rims, especially.
It's really just their fragility, I think, that kind of made it really special. It was like, oh, not just a ghost child, because that's pretty normal, but a fragile ghost child with two heads. It's the rage.
That's different. And you feel sympathy, not just for the fragility, but they've passed away.
They're dead. Yeah.
There's the rest
but
in peace.
Still every, fragile.
Every time someone meets them on the street, they're greeted with a rest in peace. It's a sign of, it's just a greeting. It means more. But for them to have four arms, two heads, claim it as this ghost child, and then to have been lying, it's imposter. It's deception of a whole different level considered racially charged.
Oh, we are back to race.
I will always go back to race. It's something that matters a lot to me.
My
downest
nature, I tend to go there too. That tends to be a staple of this show now.
Spacism.
Yeah, that's really what it boils down to. But boy, I cannot wait to watch their charcuterie show. That sounds like it is going to be cracked.
I am going
to watch the heck out of that.
I'm going to get every second of that. I might even pull out my charcuterie room.
Oh, charcuterie room. That's a big day. That's a good room you got there.
It is a good room. My question is, do I bring the charcuterie into the room with the couch or the... I'll figure it out.
You're going to have to figure it out. You might just need a new room altogether.
In the vein of figuring things out.
Okay.
As the Zarlafian Empire has now grown to include Earthkind, it's never been more important for us in the media to keep our fingers on the pulse of the public. We take that responsibility very seriously and decided to frequent our local Space Sonic to ask citizens about their thoughts on the trajectory of Zarlaf.
What do I think of the Empire? What do I think of the Empire? Wait, who are you with? Who are you with? No, I love the Empire. I love the Empire so much, man. Yeah. It's the Empire. They legalized marriage Obama for me. And ever since then, my life has changed. But like, I'll be real with you, man. There are some things the Empire does I don't really like. Like, okay, so right now, so you know, I'm here at the Space Sonic in the seventh tangent of the, it's the primordial plane. And like, we used to have a lot of fun here just as like disembodied forms of soul. And like, it was kind of a close-knit like community, like a little small community, just a few people. And like, here's the thing, like these humans, a lot of the time, like, I'm glad they're part of the Empire, bro, but, like, a lot of the time, they, like, kind of crowd my space, and a lot of them have actually broken out into the primordial plane, rather recently, like, for instance, like, the, Heaven's Gate call, like, they all kind of ascended, Jonestown, Jared Leto, the winners of the Danimals sweepstakes with Cole Sprouse and Dylan Sprouse, all of these people have ascended to the primordial plane. They've left their corporeal forms, and they're kind of caught in my space, and I don't really know what to do about it. I don't really see the government helping very much, and I just really... I don't know, man. I'm kind of over it. Honestly, yeah. No, I'm gonna go eat my space burger. Yeah, it has primordial bacon and effervescent goose sauce. You should try it. It's literally so good.
like to say he never came back after that.
Damn hippies! Damn hippies! Marriage Obama should be illegal!
Marriage
Obama should be illegal, and that's all there is to it.
Hey, well, you're kind of coming at this one a little hot, Herc, because everything...
Are you on Marriage Obama right now, Ron? Are you approving of this? Damn hippies, I'm going to find you. Obama.
Whoa, hey.
The Revel's lettuce.
The Revel's lettuce. First and foremost, no, I am not on Marriage Obama right now. I'm completely sober, as
prove
can
it.
Be. How do I prove it?
Prove it. Show me that you're not on Marriage Obama. Show me that you are not on that high kite. Show me you are not plumbing the depths of the Revel's Rest.
I have no way to prove that to you.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
Well, now that we've gotten that out of the way...
Yeah, I'm good now.
I do not wish to divulge anything too personal if you'd rather not, but it appears there's some deep-seated hurt related to the usage of certain substances, which is very common at Space Sonic, may I say. I do not wish to pry. I know you came from the lower levels of this very building. You are a coffee boy. You're practically nothing. I'm sure abuse runs rampant on the lower floors.
Marriage Obama addles the minds of our young.
Oh, boy.
Marriage Obama is the root of 90% of the problems this empire is facing right now. And you know what? My father, who left when I was just a tiny Glorbanian, that's why
him.
I didn't grow, that's why I'm still so tiny, is because I didn't have any fatherly affection. He was a Marriage Obama dealer.
Oh, sorry. Hey, here's more Queefer Madness. Here we got this again.
Whatever. Whatever you want to say, Marriage Obama ruins families.
All right, here's the thing. It is a completely false claim. I say entirely sober.
Because you love it.
No, I don't. I don't love it. I don't need
that
it.
Push.
Here's the thing. You're everyone's always like, this is it's some gateway substance.
It is a gateway substance.
All right. Are you on it right now?
No, I'm not on Marriage Obama.
Of course you're not. Your father didn't get you into it. It wasn't a gateway. He got wise. He left. He didn't want to corrupt you. Put it together, Herc.
So it's all good because he didn't give his one-year-old Glorbanian child Marriage Obama.
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Put the pieces together, Herc.
I
think about it.
I have so much hurt.
I know.
I have so much pain.
Alrighty.
My peef hurt.
No, don't bring
it. I need to go back to the dentist.
Yeah.
This is bringing up a lot of stuff for me, Ron.
I see.
Stuff is being brought up. I'm going.
Okay, so we talked to one pseudo-hippie in space.
Yeah.
Who held my hand the entire time I
was
interviewed.
He was holding
him.
Your hand?
He held my hand until he went to get his burger.
Wish we talked about that earlier.
Well, he tried to bring me along to get the burger. I just kind of had to let go. He was moseying. And there was that other little creature with him just yapping in the
back.
Yeah,
what was that about? It's just going off the entire time, nonstop.
Okay. Here's what I can't defend.
Okay.
He was clearly on Marriage Obama.
Yeah.
No foul. The other thing was rocking that candy stick stardust, what have you. That thing was blasted out of its mind.
Yeah, and I'm okay with uppers. That's fine.
Hold on.
What?
So, Marriage Obama, as a downer...
The Revel's Reddish. Revel's Lettuce.
Non-habit-forming qualities.
Mm-hmm.
That is evil because your dad dealt it.
Absolutely. Marriage Obama.
And yet, the thing that killed that little critter 10 minutes after the interview at Space Sonic is fine because it's an upper.
If you want to go crazy, you go crazy. Candy sticks, that is good stuff. Honestly, give it to your children.
That's so dumb that I almost respect it.
You are toeing the line between almost and just straight up respecting it. I got opinions.
I think I almost respect it.
That is a callback. Full circle.
And that's news, baby.
That is all the time that we have today. We covered so little news. We barely talked about anything.
Ebenezer got in my head. Fox News was rapping at the door.
And we got to talk about Fragile Ghost Child and then Hippie in Space Sonic, which honestly, I'm glad we covered what we did. I'm not sorry.
I feel like we're glossing over the fact that we got to know Herc a little bit better. And if I'd like to I'd like to speak for everyone when I say, Herc, due to that vulnerability and that openness that you brought to the microphone today, I think we all respect you a little bit less.
Yeah, no, I feel that, and I will never be vulnerable ever again with anybody. Sorry, Wiener Sausages, what we have is going to be purely physical from now on.
Thank you. I think the entirety of the Zarlofian Empire respects it.
And this has been Live from Zarlof with your hosts, Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next time.
This has been Live from Zarlof, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guests Nathan and Abigail Rousseau as the Space Sonic Aliens, and Michael J. Santos and Chloe Fisher as Fragile Ghost Child. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarlof on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
I see. So you took a plate of sister wives.
Yep. Damn.
Oh, I gotta like it.